Hello.
Hi, hello. Can I speak with Josephine? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, ma'am. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and your nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black, African American.
Thank you. And what, thank you, I appreciate that. And what is your age?
73.
Thank you. Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote, probably going to vote 50-50, or yes, you will not vote?
I vote. My dad fought for that right, so I vote.
So you're definitely going to vote, okay?
Yes.
Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Not satisfied.
So we have dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Just not very dissatisfied, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thinking about the issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two. We have standing up to rise in racism and discrimination, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, investing in
the first two.
Health. The first two?
Yes.
Okay, I understood. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot?
I see it on the news every time they put it on the news. Watch the news every day and see it every time they put it on the news. What are they ashamed of?
A lot, a little. Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
What was that last question?
I don't know how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban
a
books
lot.
That discuss slavery? A lot. Okay. Gotcha.
A lot.
Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I oppose it. They don't want. They want you to know certain the good history. They don't want you to know what they've done bad.
Okay, you somewhat oppose or you strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Okay.
You're not taking
now,
out the upside. Why are you taking out?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. So 100 means you feel very warm and you like them. 50 means so-so in the middle, and 0 means very cold. You dislike them. You can choose any number from 0 to 100. Let's start with the first one. Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
50.
Thank you. Beyonce?
100. I love her.
Okay. And Kamala Harris?
She get about less than a 50.
So what would you say? What number?
45.
Gotcha. Okay, let's move forward here. And I know it's still ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if the election was held today and the candidates were Colonel West, the third party candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat. For whom would you vote?
I I'm not going to tell you that one.
But it's up to you. Or who would you lean more towards?
Well, I lean more toward Biden.
Biden, gotcha. Now, switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10. So 10 means, oh, yeah, that's going to majorly impact my life. 5 means somewhat impact me. And 0 means, okay, that's not going to impact me at all. So any number from 0 to 10. The first one, crime and violence in this country, how much will that impact your life?
You said 10, that's a lot.
Crime? Yeah, so 0 means nothing, 5 means, okay, so 10, yeah, a lot. It will impact you personally a lot. Got you. How about affirmative action ending? How much would that impact you?
10.
Okay. How about climate change?
I would say right now it's impacted, you know, we went through these storms. That impacted my life a lot. So I would say 10.
A 10, okay.
My daughter had...
The country is a continent. Go ahead.
Oh, I just said my daughter had to live with me for a week and her dog, so that wasn't healthy for me.
I'm sorry to hear your daughter's situation and your situation, ma'am. Let's go ahead and continue here. The country's economy going into a recession soon. How much will that impact your life?
Probably a 5.
A 5. Okay, let's move forward here. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, tell me if you agree or disagree with the policy. The first one, the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. You agree or disagree?
I agree. I mean, that's her body. Why some man got to make a decision about a woman's body? Come on now.
Thank you. You somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree or strongly disagree? Strongly agree to what? I don't think they should make that decision for whatever
I understood you agree, but do you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly.
Oh, okay.
You don't tell me you don't have my body, you don't have my feelings, you're a man. You don't, you know, come on. That's crazy.
I understand that. Thank you. How about banned assault weapons? Do you agree or disagree?
Ban of what?
Assault
weapons.
Yes,
you know you need to ban assault weapons. That shouldn't be on there. It shouldn't be abandoned. What do they need them for? They're not in the army.
Okay.
What do they need
them
for?
Someone agree or you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree. Strongly agree. Need to get rid of them.
How about the following one? Raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff.
Yes. Strongly agree to raise.
Thank you. Children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery for taking hormone blockers. Agree or disagree?
I agree. They need to be old enough to make a decision. They can't make no decision. They change all the time.
Okay. Will you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Was that now?
Do you somewhat agree or strongly agree to that last one?
Okay, say the last one again. I got carried away.
What you were saying about the children, that they have to be over 18.
Do I agree to that they should get a sex change? I don't. I strongly disagree. They shouldn't get a sex change.
Under the age of 18, okay. So you strongly agree. Okay, understood. Now, the government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly agree, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. The government should provide free child care to all families.
Yes, agree.
Somewhat or strongly? Got you.
Strongly.
The government should legalize, all right? The government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use.
Yes, strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, thank you. Let's move forward here. Now, in which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their coworkers paid time off? So we have a few. I'm going to read them out to you. Fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, mothers giving birth to a child, sickness or serious injury, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, when dealing with a mental health episode, death of a family member, mothers adopting a child, or fathers adopting a child. When do you think this should be allowed? Employers should be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Out of the scenarios I just set up.
Whatever amount of time they need. 6 weeks?
No. But which one do you think is the most important one? We have fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, mothers giving birth to a child, sickness or serious injury, death of a family member, when dealing with a mental health episode. Which one of those would you choose?
Probably the mental health. The rest of it probably be okay. But if you're mentally ill, you need a lot of support.
So when dealing with a mental health episode?
Right.
Got you. Now, how often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
What?
How often would you say you experience? Yeah, how often do you experience in your everyday life?
Sexism?
Yes, that's how often do you experience it? Very often, often, not too often, or not at all?
You mean in my community, in my family? What are you talking about?
Yeah, in general, you, how long? Or how often do you experience that, anywhere in general?
I don't.
Oh, you don't, so not at all.
Like sexual. Right. Not at all. Sexual assault or something? No.
Sexism. When you feel that a male discriminates a female.
Oh, I don't experience that. When you retire, you don't go out a lot. So, no, I don't experience that. Not at all.
Okay, I understand. Now, have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? So here's the first one. A car was stolen or broken into. Have you experienced that in the last 12 months? You or a family member? No. Okay.
No.
How about this one? Violent crime such as assault. Have you dealt with that in the last 12 months?
No.
How about this one? Money or property was stolen?
No.
How about this one? Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
No. That's good to hear. All right, now we're switching. These are the last few questions. They're for statistical purposes only. So, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, sir.
No. Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
What's that last one?
How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Oh, suburban.
Suburban. Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week?
Yes.
Once or twice a month?
Weekly.
Every week, okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each one, tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. So the first one is MSNBC. How often do you watch that on a weekly basis? Very often? Somewhat often?
Not at all.
Got it. How about network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Every day.
Every day, so very often. How about your local TV news?
Often.
Often, okay. And is that somewhat often or very often?
Very often.
Gotcha. How about Fox News?
No.
Not at all. Okay. CNN?
No.
Not at all. Gotcha. All right. Now, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong, gotcha. Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided to by you or your spouse, employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, no health insurance?
Medicare and health insurance provided by me and my spouse.
Okay. Understood. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, who is a primary breadwinner in your household? You, your spouse. You, your spouse. Okay.
My spouse.
Now, would you please tell me into which of the following categories your yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just tell me when I get to your categories. So, under 15,000, 15 to 30, 30 to 50. 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 150, 150 to 250, or over 250?
The first one.
Under 15,000? Or 15 to 30?
Is this the annual?
Yeah, annually.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't. Retired on a fixed income. I don't know.
Probably
the first one.
Okay, so 50 to 60 are overheard?
Right.
Okay, perfect. Now, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
What is that?
It's when you, it's basically you don't consider, you consider yourself another sex. You're not.
I'm a female.
No, I understand that, but do you, the question asks, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Are you a member?
No.
No, oh, okay. Okay, well, this concludes our survey, man. Thank you so much for your participation. I truly appreciate it. I know it's long, and I know it's pretty late, so
yes.
Thank you for your time.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.